We continue our learning We are in Shkolim Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. Shloshas are shofros hayu b'mikdash. There were 13 shofros, 13 of these pushkos, of these boxes for the tzedakah, for the Shkolim in the Mikdash. The kosvaleh, and they had the following written upon them. We're going to go through all of the 13, and the Mishnahs later will explain them. The first one was Tiklid Chadtin. There was a shekel. It was written Aramaic for people were. That's what people spoke based on Ben Azai's opinion in the fifth perek. That was what people spoke at that time. So at least the typical machzat shekel pushkas, those were written in Aramaic. Tiklin chatin. These are the new shekel. The tiklin atikin, and these are the old shekel. The shekelim from the previous year. So those are two pushkas already. Kenin. There was a pushka for Kenin. Kenin were. For the birds that people were bringing, and the Gozlei Ola, as well as one that was written, Gozlei the Gozalim, also pigeons that were used for Carbonola. We'll discuss these as well. Eitzim, you had one that was a person who was donating Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash, so he put in the Pushka that said Eitzim. Ulavona, there was one, a person who wanted to donate frankincense, Lavona, Kedusa as well. He put it into the Pushka that said Lavona. Zahav la kapores, there was a pushka that says this gold for the kapores. So Sefta explains, if a person says, hare alai zahav, I take upon myself to bring gold. So he's supposed to bring a dinar of zahav and puts it into the shofar that was that says zahav la kapores. A dinar, we assume, it's supposed to be a dinar of zahav when you say, I'm taking upon myself zahav. And the Kohanim would use that for the, we've had this in the past. If they wanted to put gold plates on the Beis HaMikdash, on the Kodesh HaKodeshim, they would use that, this gold. And some say, no, they would buy gold for Klei Shares in order to make the Klei Shares based on Psukim in Divrei Hayomim. And Sefer Ezra. Then the Mishnah says Shisha Linadava. So we already discussed. We had Tikkun Chatin was one. Tikkun Chatikin was two. Kenin was three. Gozlei Ola was four. Eitzim is five. Lavona is six. And Zahav LaKaporos is seven. And then Shisha Linadava. There were six more that were for donations. And the list that we have, we'll mention in a moment. But that altogether would be 13. What were the Shisha Linadava? So we have on that list. We have, first of all, we have we'll discuss these, Mosar Chatas, leftover of Chatas, Mosar Asham, that's two, Mosar Kine Zavim Vizavos Vyoldos, leftover monies from those, Mosar, the number four was Mosar Kabanos Nazir, number five, Mosar Asham Mitzora, and six is Nedava. Just Stam didn't say anything but Nedava. So if a person, let's say, donated, he's designated money for a chatas and bought a chatas, and there was money left over, so that money he put into the shofar, into the pushka, that said Mosar Chatas, same thing regarding Karban Asham. He would put that as well. However, a person who made a neder or Nedava for something on the Mizbeach, he would put that in the shofar that said Nedava. So it's true, all of these six shofros were called Nedava because we bring Olos Nedava from them at the time of Kayetz HaMizbeach, when Mizbeach has no Karbonos upon it. But nonetheless, there's a difference between the Nedava Pushka out of those six and the other five. Then we're going to go through the specifics. Tiklin Chadtin. What was that? So says the Mishnah, Shebekol Shana Mishana. Person who brought his machzat shekel, he brought it in the proper time. So that's where you'd put it. Not only that, even a person didn't bring his shekel in Chodesh Adar, he couldn't bring it until any time before Pros HaChag. Remember that we spoke about that, the 15 days or the time before Sukkot, and he could put it into that shofar. And when the time of Trumas HaLishka came, so the treasure, the Gizbar, would take the shkolim out from that shofar and put them into the Lishka where they were going to be used. What about Ve'atikin, the Tiklin Atikin? That was the other Pushka. Says the Mishnah, that's not, the Chadtin was Shebechol Shana V'Shana. Ve'atikin is Mishalo Shokal Eshtakad Shokal Shana Ba. That's a case where you have a person who didn't give his shekel last year, so he brings a shekel, machzat shekel this year, and puts it into the shofar that says Atikin, And the Gizbah, the treasurer, knows to put these shkalim into the shiare halishka, into the leftover pile in the lishka. So we know that it's from the previous year. Kinin haim torim. What is kinin? That was the pushka for people who made a neder or an adava that he's going to bring the larger birds. So the money would go into this kinin. The goes leola haim b'nei yona. So that is been a person who was no dare or no dave. Let's say Ben Yonah, the smaller birds. Ben Yonah was the smaller birds. He put the money in the shofar that said goes leola, and then the kulon olos. Now what it means is they would only bring from these two shofros karbonos ola. This is divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that these shofros were used specifically for karbonos ola. Means that all the birds that they bought from the funds in these two boxes were brought as olos. Let's say someone who was obligated to bring, according to Rabbi, he was obligated to bring a pair of these birds, let's say a chatas or an ola, zav zava, a yoledes, mitzora, could not fulfill their obligation by putting money into these boxes. Because they did not buy chiyuve karbanos from these boxes. What's that all about? So Yishalmi says, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to buy from these funds. If your person would, let's say, put in money because they had a chiyuv, you couldn't use this money. Why not? Because we're afraid. Let's say the person who required to bring a carbon chatas dies. So the money then you can't use because you're not allowed to offer a carbon chatas for a where the baal died. And what do we do? So if you bought a bird, let's say, or an animal as a chatas for someone and the owner died, you can't put it on the mizbeach. You have to leave it to die. That's the Mishnah Me'ilah in the beginning of the third parak. Or if you have money, so the money which was designated for a chiyuv, a bird that's a chatas, can't be used for any purpose. You have to put it in the Yam HaMelech, into the Dead Sea. So if that's the case, none of the money in that box would be able to be used. Why? Because you wouldn't know if, let's say, someone died, you wouldn't know what money belonged to that particular person. So Rabbi just says, this is what we do. If you're obligated to bring a carbon chatas, so you give the money or the bird right to the Kohen, directly. You're not giving money. So what's this money used for? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you may have put it in a box for Torah B'nai Yonah, but at the end of the day, this is not for that which is obligatory. We can't use these monies. These monies are used to bring olos in general. That's Rabbi Yehuda is his opinion, and we're going to buy birds with them, but they are going to be olos and not going to be chatas, not for an obligation. V'chachamim omrim, no, kinin, echad chatas ve'echad ola. He says no. He says not true. The box that said kinim, that was fine. That was used for money. One to buy a chatas and one to buy an ola. Meaning you could use the money in this box for a person who needed a pair of birds. And where one would be a chatas, one would be an ola. That's not a problem at all. If you're obligated to bring that type of sacrifice, what do? Put in the amount of money that you need to make sure that there would be enough to buy those two birds. And then we have a chazaka that the Kohanim would make sure to take care of everything they needed to bring the korbanos for those people. What is this based on? So this is based on the concept of brera. The Chachamim obviously have the opinion that even, let's say, one of the donors in this box died. So now, I have all this problem with this money in here. We don't know who that is. It's not a problem. You'll say, the money has to be thrown in the Yam HaMelech. It's not a problem. If Brera, retroactive clarification, basically says that the Kohanim are taking money and from the funds that are there, the amount that are needed for a carbon chatas, and we can assume that is, what do? They take that money, set it aside, that's the money for the person who died. And Brera basically says, retroactive clarification says, that money, I'm going to use the other money for other people. And that money that I set aside, that is for That's for the person who passed away. And all the other money, that money I can throw into Yam HaMelech. The rest of the money we can use for Olos and Chatos for the people who are alive. And that's based on Breira. And obviously Rabbi Yehuda does not accept the principle of Breira, at least in this case. We've mentioned in the past several times that, generally speaking, we hold a Breira on Durabanan cases, but not on Doraisa cases. So that was all the box of Kinim. What about Gozle Ola? The Gozle Ola says the Mishnah, Kulon Olo. So let's go back. With the Kinim, the Mishnah says, are Torim. And Gozle Ola are Bnei Yona. And they're all Olos. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Chachamim said, Kinim are Echad Chatas Vechad Ola. And the Gozle Ola, those are Kulon Olos. Person, according to the Chachamim, you put into the box of Gozle Ola. So there the Chachamim hold that those indeed would all be Olos. So anyone who wanted to donate a korban ola as a bird would put money in this particular box. Perek vav mishnah vav haomer harei ala etzim. Person takes upon himself, I'm going to bring etzim. So this is wants to give a donation. So says the mishnah lo yivchos mishnei gizrin. He shouldn't give less than two gizrin etzim, two blocks of wood. How much is that? So the Yishami has different opinions what size it was. And the general opinion that we assume based on the Rambam is that each piece was one amma square. Well, how thick? What a stick normally would be. So, and if you said etzim, you bring one of those. But etzim, we assume it's two gizrim. We have this in the Mishnayos, based on the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel and Yuma, we say it in Karbanos. Shnei gizrei etzim were extra wood that was brought up to the Marach and to the Mizbeach daily. So you bring two of these, Livona. Let's say a person takes upon himself to donate Livona, frankincense, lo yivchos mi kometz. Should not give less the frankincense than that of a kometz. A kometz, we assume, is a fistful. That's where you put your hands on the palm, the index and middle and ring fingers, and that's the amount we assume is included in the minimum of Livona. Lo yifcho, so that's only Livona, lo yifchos mi kometz, not less than a kometz. Zahav, person who donates Zav, we had this mentioned in the previous mission we discussed, lo yifchos mi dinar Zav, we have to assume it's a minimum of a dinar Zahav. And then we're up to Shishil and Adava. Then we dealt with the seven first pushkas, and now we're up to the six Nedava pushkas. So the Mishnah here says, Nedava ma meharyu osin ba. So the Mishnah wants to know, what do we do with all of these boxes that are Nedava? So says the Mishnah, lokhin ba olos. We would buy olos, habasa with the money in these pushkas, habasa lashem v'horos lakohanim. The basar is burnt on the mizbeach as an ola, and the skin, the hides, go to the kohanim. Then the Mishnah says, midrash darash Yehoyada kohen gadol, Yehoyada kohen gadol darash in the following pasuk. He raised the contradiction between two psukim, and he explained it. Asham hu, asham asham lashem. The pasuk says, asham hu. So what does that mean? It sounds like every asham, what does it mean? Asham hu, it's mashma, that it's all, it follows the general rule of an asham. So asham hu, okay, what is an asham? The halacha normally is that an asham is eaten by kohanim. Yet it says, asham, 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 lashem. It sounds like the whole thing goes like tashem, like an ola. So what is it? When is an asham kulo lashem? When is an asham eaten by the kohanim? So how do we explain? Is the haklal? So this is the rule. Kol shehu ba mishum chetu mishum ashma. Anytime you're bringing this money that's left over from the money that was designated for a korban chatas or korban asham. That's the moser chatas, moser asham. That kind of money that's left over from money that was designated for a chatas or an asham, these type of sin or guilt offerings, liyilakach bo olos. You buy olos with them. And habasar lashem, the basar is completely burnt. V'ha'oros lakohanim, and the oros go to the kohanim as well. So this way, I fulfilled nimsu shnei chesuvim kayomim. I can fulfill both psukim. Asham lashem. How do I fulfill when he wants? It's the whole thing is burnt. So the answer is no. Asham lashem. The asham lakohanim. There's an asham part goes to asham, which is the meat, and asham lakohanim are the oros. So in a certain sense, even these olos are based on this pasuk are also going to be similar to a korban asham where meat is eaten by the kohanim. There is a split here too. Part goes to Hashem, and the oras at least go to the kohanim. The omer, and this is the explanation based on pasuk in Malachim Beis Perek Yud Beis. Similar idea. Kesef asham vechesef chataos lo yuva beis Hashem la kohanim yihiyu. Now, what does it mean? Kesef asham, kesef chataos are not brought by Hashem. They go to the kohanim. How do you explain that normally? The money that's set aside for asham or chatas should be given to the kohanim. What do you mean? They have to buy karbanos for the asham. So the answer must be that if I have no sar, I have leftover from the kesef that was designated for chayve asham, chayve chatas, to buy their karbanos, I have leftover that money that was designated. So I'm not going to use it for bedek habayis, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, we give it to the kohanim. It means they give it to the kohanim. They buy a karbanola, an olas nedava, the basar goes to the mizbeach, and the oros, the skin, go to the kohanim.